In this church, about half of you have endeavored to practice receiving and giving love through working through the Love Works materials. Right? There's about 29 of those fat, meaty workbooks that people have asked for. There's a couple of people who have asked for them and it hasn't been followed up, and so if they still want them, they're available. We can go to the printer. What we paid for those was the printer cost. We just got free material from a ministry that lives on donations, and they said, you know what, if you guys don't have a lot here, just take it and print it, and you can just get it printed on paper, and that's that. So thank you, God, for that, for providing. We receive, and here's these ideas that we're working through as a congregation. And this stuff comes to apply, and it bleeds over into the sermon. If God is love, as the scriptures point out, and anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love, then this moment-by-moment living is a display of what we actually believe. Did that make sense? It was a bit of a contrivance. I put this stuff together. It's not hard in 1 John to see that anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. You know that's true. And so then I said, living out loving is a display of what we actually believe. If you stop how to consider receiving love from God and how we give to others as we live out our lives in each moment, doesn't that make sense? Is there more to do in life than to know, to have peace and be at rest, knowing God loves you? He sent his son to deal with the ugliness of sin so you could be free, because he wants you in heaven. And you knowing that, relieved with the tension in your body. Do you feel tension in your body right now? Are you aware of what your body feels like right now, where you're sitting? And do you have, in fact, peace? Because everything is right in the world. All this stuff is going to pass away. I got to make it through. I hope my teeth last till I'm dead, right? I got to make it through. And then I will be in heaven with God. In fact, I'm living eternal life now because I am forgiven. I am loved by God, and I have nothing to lose living out love in the lives of all the people whose lives I connect with. If that's true, the scripture teaches us that a time will come when sin will be rampant everywhere and the love of many will grow cold. How do you make sure that your love does not grow cold? How do you know that you abide in the vine and hold fast to what you believe so that you are living out what you say your identity is? How do you do it? Where does it come from? Now, I feel like we in the Reformed, call it Protestant, but I'm not protesting anymore, right? In the Reformed church, you have this kind of works, righteousness, Roman Catholicism, doing to earn, make sure you do good deeds so God loves you. Your good outweighs your bad, get to heaven. I don't buy that. Whoever's selling that, I'm not buying. And then in the post-Reformation, and people looking at the scripture saying you're saved by grace through faith and not by works, right? So they tend to want to throw rocks at the Catholics in the history, right? And say from the forward, now we know it's by grace. But I think that there is a sloppiness in grace of people who say we don't work for it at all anymore. Now, I know you can't earn your salvation. Jesus is why we're forgiven. But if you live out your life, doesn't living out life take any effort whatsoever? Do you have to show up for work tomorrow? Right? Do you want to show up for work tomorrow? Give me a good job, I'll show up. Right? And so there is life. You gotta wash your laundry. You have to live it out. You have to get your kids to school on time, and it would be better if they got to school on time knowing their parents loved them rather than feeling that their parents were irritated by them. But sometimes that's a fine line. Sometimes that's a fine line. And obedience of the young people that we're training have something to do with that. Love works. What about Lent? What about this idea that people have had historically of eschewing the carnal aspects of life that hold so much of our thinking in favor of thinking about God and considering God's things so that what we know can get to our hearts? Do you see that?